This is the Recency Bias Cold Edition. That's just because I have a cold. Zach Vanoslugly here on the Recency Bias, your morning after mini podcast, brought to you by rabbithabs.com and, of course, the big pod, the Montreal Bias. Coming up on 666 followers on our Twitter feed now. So I think once we hit the 666, the number of the beast, as the kids say, we'll have to do another episode of the big show. So encourage your friends to follow us if you would like to hear that. Follow us at the Montreal Bias. Follow me on Twitter at Zach Trump's Tweets. And of course, follow Rabbit Habs at Rabbit Habs on Twitter. Find us online at rabbithabs.com. Lots of good content, including talking about Carey Price and whether or not we are concerned about him. Well, not whether or not we are concerned about him. The question was, how concerned are you? Evidently, if you're not concerned about Carey Price right now, you're not thinking, because there should definitely be some concern. So get a few of our contributors weighing in on how concerned they are about Carey, and I can assure you it is very concerned right across the board, and probably rightfully. Price is struggling right now. And with that, he did not make the start in Edmonton on Tuesday night. That went to Antti Niemi, and we're starting to see, is this game a 6-2 loss to the Edmonton Oilers? We're starting to see, two narratives really form for the Canadiens this season as we inch closer and closer to the 20-game mark. First, this is a high-flying offense. If you were watching on Tuesday night, you likely saw the graphic go up that the Canadiens lead the entire NHL on 5-on-5 goals. So the offense, the expected issue, I think, well, one of the expected issues of this season, not an issue at all. In fact, the exact opposite. The offense, high-flying, can't be stopped, always pushing. The blue line, on the other hand, not doing any favors for anybody. Carey Price certainly in his own head to some degree and having troubles, but he is not being helped out by the blue line, and nor was Antti Niemi in this 6-2 loss on Tuesday. We'll see whether or not we get Price. Claude Julien talking before the game or after. Maybe in the middle of it. I forget. Claude Julien did say, though, we'll see about Price on Thursday in Calgary. I expect after what we saw on Tuesday that we will see Price for the game against the Flames, but who knows? Your Montreal Canadiens goal scorers on Tuesday night in Edmonton were Max Domi getting his 10th. That gives him more goals this season than either of the previous two. He scored 9 both previous seasons with Arizona, but here we are, not even at the midpoint of November. Max Domi with 10 on the year. Andrew Shaw gets his 5th of the season as well in this one. But really, it was a story of Draisaitl and McDavid. Two incredible players leading an Edmonton rush that punished the Montreal Canadiens by the time all was said and done. Edmonton Oilers unleashing 43 shots at Antti Niemi. He did manage to save 37 of them. 37 saves on the night sounds good, but not when 6 get past you. 860 save percentage. Miami's night was really all over the place. Some of his saves were incredible, just spectacular highlight reel stuff. Some of the best I've seen from Antti Niemi. And some was really soft. Some was clearly the defense's fault. Some was bad luck. It was all over the place kind of evening for Antti Niemi. The first starting in the not good, bad luck category of goals. A bounce off the backboards. Lively boards. Brought the puck quickly back out to the side of the net. Edmonton knocks it home, and Montreal is trailing 1-0 in the early going, but we know this team is resilient. The expectation at this point for the Canadiens is that they will fight back to some degree, and they do push back immediately. Max Domi with that 10th goal we were just talking about a couple minutes after Edmonton scores, and we're even at 1. Well, before the period was out, Draisaitl and McDavid would do their thing for the first time on the night. They would do it time and time again, only counting a couple times, but giving Antti Niemi and the Canadiens all they can handle. 2-1 after 20 minutes for the hosting Edmonton Oilers. We're all even very quickly into the second, though, as the Canadiens continue their good habit of pressing back, for the time being at least, as Andrew Shaw gets an Andrew Shaw-style goal. We're even 2-2. But just 2 minutes after that, a player I'm only referring to as Caligula put Edmonton back on top, 3-2. That was the game winner early in this second period. Nothing much going on the rest of the way from Montreal. Edmonton would continue to push and embarrass. 4, 5, and 6 goals coming in the third period. But the story really decided in the early going when, at least once Caligula scored, Edmonton really laid it on. You didn't feel really... I mean, there were moments when it was still 3-2, perhaps even 4-2, that you thought the Canadiens might still do what we've become accustomed to them doing this season and push back, but no. It was an all-Edmonton assault. They came to the game on a 4-game losing streak. It appeared they were not willing to drop a 5th straight, really pushing it. And if you watch this game, if you stayed up to watch this one, as it was a late 9 o'clock start, you saw what Edmonton has there in Drysdale and McDavid. And it is a crime if they don't manage to put something better together around McDavid, Drysdale, even Ryan Nugent. Hopkins, he gets one in the game. I mean, they still have fantastic pieces out there. They also have Milan Lucic. So, you know, it's not all good in Edmonton, that's for sure. I believe they're like 9-8-1 on the season now. Very similar overall record in many ways. The Canadiens are now 9-6-3, which to my mind means the Habs are now 500 on the season for the most part. Yes, they got a few more points out of it, but playing 500 hockey, more or less, at 9-6-3. They will take that 9-6-3 north, south. God, I should learn my Canadian geography. It's definitely south. Edmonton is north of Calgary. That's a fact. You can look it up. Google it, but it's true. They'll be going south, down to Calgary, take on the Flames on Thursday night. Another 9 o'clock start, and I haven't heard one way or another, but my expectation would be that Carey Price will start that one, but we shall see. Tough one. Probably one of the toughest of the season for the Habs thus far. The West Coast, never kind. No, not the West Coast. The Western Road Swing. There's no coast in Edmonton or in Calgary, though they'll be getting near the coast by the time they get to Saturday, as they'll be in Vancouver to face the Canucks. Shall we see what else happened in the NHL on Tuesday night? Flipping over to the scores. New Jersey doubles up on Pittsburgh by a 4-2 count. The New York Islanders beat the Vancouver Canucks 5-2. Florida doubles up on Philly by a 2-1 score. Buffalo edges Tampa Bay 2-1. Detroit pounds Arizona 6-1. Washington all over Minnesota 5-2 in Tom Wilson's return after his 20-game suspension was reduced to 14 games by an arbitrator. So he jumped right back in the lineup with the Washington Capitals on Tuesday night, already getting into it, already dusting people up. Toronto pounds LA 5-1, and San Jose edges Nashville 5-4. That's your scores from all around the NHL. We'll talk to you after the Calgary game on Thursday. Until then, take care.